Davos had submitted, on the condition that Stannis wield the knife himself. He would accept no punishment from lesser hands. The Lord had used a butcher's cleaver, the better to cut clean and true. Afterward, Davos had chosen the name Seaworth for his new-made house, and he took for his banner a black ship on a pale grey field with an onion on its sails. The one-time smuggler was fond of saying that Lord Stannis had done him a boon by giving him four less fingernails to clean and trim. No, Cresson thought, a man like that would give no false hope, nor soften a hard truth.
Sir Davos, a truth can be a bitter draught, even for a man like Lord Stannis. He thinks only of returning to King's Landing in the fullness of his power, to tear down his enemies and claim what is rightfully his. Yet now, if he takes the meagre host to King's Landing, it will only be to die. He does not have the numbers. I told him as much, but you know his pride.
Davos held up his gloved hand.
My fingers will grow back before that man bends to sense.
The old man sighed.
You have done all you could. Now I must add my voice to yours.
Wearily, he resumed his climb.